Well, I hope that you're ready for a little bit of good stuff in your day. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here for the Good Stuff program. And you know what, Kim? It is time for the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. You know, it's actually coming up all this week. It's the 19 times pro rodeo of the year. Steer roping, which was held yesterday. The rodeo performances will start coming up July 26th and run through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. It's the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota, coming up through Saturday. Go online for tickets and times at daysof76.com.
Always a good time.
Good time in Deadwood.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News. They are a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You know, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
It sure is. Home on the Range Champions Ride. That's coming up with a Champions Saddle Bronc match Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Ranges in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys matched against the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride is August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. Grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Okay, Mike. Hey, we want to send a shout out to all the listeners who listen through Scott's Bluff KNEB. Welcome to the Good Stuff.
When I am old, I ran across this the other day, okay. And I thought, I'm going to do this. When I'm an old man, I'll live with each kid and bring so much happiness just as they did. I want to pay back all the joy they've provided, returning each deed. Oh, they'll be excited. When I'm an old man and live with my kids, I'll write on the walls with reds, whites, and blues, and I'll bounce on the furniture wearing my shoes. I'll drink from the carton and leave the milk out. I'll stuff all the toilets and oh, how they'll shout. When I'm an old man and live with my kids. When they're on the phone and just out of reach, I'll get into things like sugar and bleach. Oh, they'll snap their fingers and then shake their head. When I'm an old man and live with my kids. When they cook dinner and call me to eat, I'll not eat my green beans or salad or meat. I'll gag on the okra, spill milk on the table, and when they get angry, I'll run, if I'm able. When I am an old man and live with my kids, I'll sit close to the TV. Through channels I'll click. I'll cross both eyes just to see if they stick. I'll take off my socks and throw one away and play in the mud till the end of the day. When I'm an old man and live with my kids. And later in bed, I'll lay back and sigh and thank God in prayer and then close my eyes. My kids will look down with a smile slowly creeping and say with a groan, "He's so sweet when he's sleeping."
You know, there's a lot of different ways to look at that. There's a lot of different renditions, and that, I think, has to take the cake.
When I'm an old man, I do not know the author, so yeah. If somebody out there knows where that came from, let us know. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Kim, do you have something to share?
I do, absolutely. Well, I was going to say I'm not sure I can top it, but I think that I can because it's about Charlie Russell. Indeed, this is a poem from Mike Pahalo, and it's called Charlie Russell's Trail. Among the pictures of heroes and friends that I've hung on my office wall is a print of a painting made by Charlie Russell, the best cowboy artist of them all. The wagon boss, a French Matisse, sits easy on his horse, watching ox teams in the background on their winding uphill course. Through the Missouri River breaks from the crossing at Bent's Ford, I can hear the teamsters curse and the bullwhip's loud report. Charlie Russell, like that wagon boss, blazed his own trail through the West, a path that many seek to follow because old Charlie did it best. Again, Mike Pahalo wrote that, and I remember being in school, and oh man, I remember learning and studying Charles Russell's art.
They're mesmerizing when you get to look at some of the detail on those.
Yeah, they are. So much. Very much. Anyway, I enjoyed that. I hope you did too.
We have some miscellaneous information.
That's right.
Take 10 to 30 minute walk every day, and while you walk, smile. It's the ultimate antidepressant.
And you know what else happens?
What?
Everybody that meets you wonders what you're up to.
That's true. Folks, again, if you have items to share on the Good Stuff, we would appreciate hearing from you. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for tuning in to spend part of your day with us here on the Good Stuff.